Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
So this is...
Figure this out.
I've got some intel.
Oh, this is good.
I got some intel. Now it's Bills. This is now, what is this, down to 8.5?
I will check. It was 9.5 when I was having breakfast today.
Live. I want to be accurate, but this is a game that could be changing venues. And 4 to 6 feet, you heard that right, 4 to 6 feet of snow projected for Buffalo. There is a chance this game moves to Detroit to be played at Ford Field.
9.5.
Okay. What I was told is that there is an expectation that the Bills will arrive to town on Friday afternoon.
Oh, my God. There is an sources.
I'm telling you what I have heard. I'm not a meteorologist. Here's why it makes sense for the Bills to do this. They were going to be here starting Monday regardless because of the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah.
There is a thought process that the Bills, knowing the weather's insane, not wanting to risk it, they're on a losing streak. You get a chance to play an indoor game on a fast track.
Right the ship.
The organization, the staff, it just becomes, albeit a logistical nightmare, easier on the team, the players. Be here Friday. Get in. We'll play this game Sunday at Ford Field. We will stay here, play the Thanksgiving game Thursday. I am capping this as if this game will be in Detroit.
Okay.
And for me, look, no one is more disappointed in the Browns than me. The Browns were a complete no-show against the Dolphins. I didn't understand it. You want to tell me something? How do you invest the money the Browns invest in their defense, specifically the D-line, and you get no pressure at all on Miami all week? And then you turn around. You have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and you don't run the ball. You don't run the ball. I mean, there was a point in this game, Nick Chubb had 7 carries. I'm like, what?
Well, Miami stops the run.
I don't care. You're the Browns with the best O-line in the league, and Wyatt Teller's back. Oh, I'm sorry. If I have the best running game in the league, do I only do it against teams that are feeble? Mm-hmm. Line up. Control the clock. Look, the Browns are, I think they're off the rails a little bit. Here's my thing. I bet the Bills once is a big favorite. Once. I did it against the Jets. It did not work out.
Correct.
Am I wrong for looking at this as a get-right spot, as a spot for them? Now we take the weather out of this potentially. Fast track, indoors, reeling Browns team. And the Bills just handled their business after utterly botching that game last week.
So you're not wrong for looking at it as a get-right spot. They've lost a couple. It's a team they should beat. And the environment matters. But just a couple questions.
Yeah, buddy.
First of all, last week's spread was 3.5. Browns going on the road, right? Now it's a neutral site, and they're getting almost a full touchdown more. I don't feel like you're getting a great number here.
You might not be. Can
we talk about Josh Allen playing like a jackass right now?
Well, again, the
turnover-worthy plays are reminiscent of his rookie season.
I want to update this for you.
Okay.
This is literally this moment. I'll tell you, it's 12:57, FanDuel, 7.5.
Okay, I'm staring at 9.5.
Buddy, I'm looking at it.
It's you and me Spider-Man meme. I mean, that's...
7.5. It's right there. Do you see it? 7.5. Do you see it? Where is it? Jim, here.
Zoom in.
7.5. Do you see it?
Yes, I see it.
7.5 on FanDuel.
Okay.
So, talk to me about the number. 7.5.
I don't want to bet on Josh Allen with more than a touchdown right now. I feel like he's in this weird space right now. He's throwing interceptions in the end zone. That's the biggest sin. He feels like a roller coaster, and the location feels like a roller coaster. I don't have the confirmation it's going to be played in Detroit. I would not bet this game.
Okay. Well, look, if you find out it's in Detroit, you're comfortable at 7.5. It's Bills or pass for me. I'm not touching the Browns. I think they're a mess.
Fine.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.